So the marketing studies. Do you want to answer?
Yeah. So it's not so much. I mean, we use marketing external companies in different areas. So either is the market research and the industry market index and so on. So that's typically people like NPD in the US, GfK, that are informing us about the demand, the maturity, right? How is the robotic as an industry shaping, representing in weight compared to, for example, the total vacuum cleaners? How many robots do we have? What's the market share? So then we do something that is essential for us, is complementing this technology leadership we have gained in the past 20 years by complementing it in the consumer space, right, about a strong, very strong brand and territory of communication. Because our mission is also to explain in simple terms to a consumer the benefit of the technology, how it works, and educate the consumer. So here we use pretty much people like Ipsos that helps us, our brand agencies in the US, in London, here for Europe. And then ad hoc studies, the marketing field, to a little bit, not so much test what the people know, because we don't need to spend millions of dollars to understand that if we have a robotic solution that can help people to do the job at their place, for talking about vacuum cleaning, mopping, cleaning gutters, I mean, all these tasks that we, majority of the people do not like to do, right? You don't need to spend millions of dollars for that, right? But what you need to spend a good amount of marketing is to validate your choices, right? Is to validate then that the education, the words, the messaging goes well to the consumer, that the consumer understands. Right? So that's what we're doing. It's building with all this marketing means, building a very strong brand in the consumer space that will complement this technology expertise once we have these two right together, which is going to happen. It's starting to happen in the majority of the country. Then it will be, it will become, iRobot will become something very strong in terms of value proposal.
How do you validate the products? Because they don't exist. So
sorry?
How do you validate the products? Because they don't exist. So do you ask potential customers?
If you take, I mean, to summarize, right, to go quickly, take two axes, take the frequency of a task, okay, so how frequent do I do something, and take then the other axes, do I like it, or, I mean, not do I like it, but how painful it is. And if you are in the area, it's very painful, and I'm doing that each day, if you can bring, with our expertise, right, we can bring a product here, a solution, that's then a winning combination, right? Example, vacuum cleaning, you do that often, very often, right? Do you like it? Is it painful? Yes, of course. Right? Robots can do that.
Okay.
So that's more the principle that are guiding, right, this evolution, on top of technology.
It's possible to clean all house with the robot.
All types of floors. I mean, it doesn't climb stairs, so you have to carry it upstairs. But it goes and automatically adjusts, and so it certainly can clean your house, whole house.
So you said there was the profitability, which was 50% of the company. You said
So the home robot is 90% of revenue. Yeah. The defense was 10%, and the remote presence, which are the hospital robots, are just starting. So we've shipped 24 of these robots, and so it is a very, very small part of our business today, but we hope will grow to a larger percentage in the future.